This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Amazingly, in the Shir on Bereishis today, we showed how the Takana of Besula Nisis Liyam Haravi is actually alluded to in the word Bereishis, as well as the Gzeras Chachamim of Shaktu is alluded to in the word Bereishis. But now the Gemara Deshal and Hamad Beis, the Gemara revisited the question whether you're allowed to have Bia the first time on a Friday night. And even though the Gemara earlier said you're not allowed to because of Chabura, the Gemara reanalyzed that question. The Gemara analyzes it on Tut Stadim. If Dam is Mifkad Pakad, if it's deposited and extracting blood is not an issue, but perhaps creating a Pesach is an issue. However, maybe Darshenu Meskavin is permitted. Or if Dam Chiburim Mechaber, but maybe he's doing it L'Hanos Atzmai, and maybe Darshenu Meskavin is Mutter. And Davar Shem Miskavin is Mutter, even if you say Davar Shem Miskavin is Aser, then maybe it's Makalka B'Chabura, and by Makalka B'Chabura, the Allah would be like Rabbi Huda, that it's Mutter. So the Gemara is revisiting these Shailas. So the Gemara brings two Psakim. B'Bei Rav Amri, Rav Shari, Ushmol Asar. In the Academy of Rav, they said Rav says it's permitted to have Bia Rishon on Friday night, and Shmuel says it's Asar. But Narada, in the Academy of Shmuel, we know Shmuel lived in Neher Da. There's a Gemara that says about Shmuel that Nehirin Le Shvile Derakia Kishvile De Neher Da. Shmuel knew the pathways of the heavens like the roads of Neher Da. So in the Academy of Shmuel, they said Rava Asard and Shmuel holds its Mutter. So basically, every yeshiva maintained that their Mayra Derech held it was Mutter. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, V'simanach, a way to remember, who says what, is Eilu Mekin La'atzman, Ve'eilu Mekin La'atzman. In Rav's yeshiva, they held, Rav held it was mutter. In Neher Da, in the yeshiva of Shmuel, they held that Shmuel held it was mutter. Says, so now the Gemara asks, for Rav Shari, does Rav hold that it's mutter to have Bia Rishon on Friday night? V'ha Amar Rav Shimi Bar Chizkiya Mishmei de Rav, but Rav Shimi Bar Chizkiya said the name of Rav. Now, if Rav holds its mutter, presumably it's because Rav holds Darvar Shena Meskavin is mutter. So the Gemara says, Hai Mesuchraya Dinazaisa. This towel of a barrel, a stopper of a barrel, they basically had a big barrel with a spigot, and to keep the wine from coming out, they would stick in a shmata to stop it up, and by sticking it in, the wine is going to, or the beer actually, is going to ooze out of the towel. It's going to cause chita. So that's a malacha on Shabbos. What the malacha on Shabbos is, it's not clear. Rashi says the Isser is Schita. Tosfos brings various possibilities. Maybe squeezing out is Libun. Maybe squeezing out is Dosh. Maybe it's Mefarek. There's a big Tosfos here. This Tosfos is one of the most important Tosfos in Shas, actually. Tosfos discusses Sikresha Deloy Nichale. I presume Sunday we'll try to learn part of this Tosfos. But the Gemara is asking, if Rav holds that Bia Rishona is Mutter Friday night, it's because he holds Davar Shem Miskavein is Mutter, so then why does he hold that you're not to stick the Shmata, the stopper, into the spigot? Why B'yoyim Tava on Yom Tov? Why? You're not intending to squeeze. It's just, you're intending to stuff up the barrel. It's just, the consequence will be that it will squeeze out. So if Rav holds, you're not to stick in the why would Rav hold Musukhraya Dinazaisa, the stopper of a barrel, it's usher to put in if he holds Davar Shena Miskaven as mutter? So Gemara says, Behahu Afilu Reb Shimon Moida. Really, Rav holds Davar Shena Miskaven as mutter. But Reb Shimon, who holds Davar Shena Miskaven as mutter, he would be Moida by the case of Musukhraya Dinazaisa. Why? This is the famous statement of Shas, the Abai, Varava, Damri, Tavrabai, and Rava, they both hold. Moida Reb Shimon b'psik reisha v'lo yamos. Reb Shimon is moida by if you cut off the head of a chicken, you want to give your kid a toy. So nowadays you give the kid Lego, but back in the day you would give a kid a chicken to play with. But you're afraid the chicken might scratch the kid, the chicken might run away, so you would kill the chicken. But you can't do that on Shabbos. You can't say, well, I only want to cut off the head, I don't want the chicken to die. Reb Shimon, who holds Davar Shena Miskaven is mutter, he would agree by Psik Reisha, because you're going to say, Psik Reisha, you're going to cut off the head, v'layamas, and it's not going to die. When do we say Davar Shena Miskaven is mutter? That's when the consequence is not inevitable. For example, having beer rishon a Friday night, it's not inevitable it will draw blood, it will probably draw blood. So then it's subject to machlokes, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds Davar Shena Miskaven Aser. Reb Shimon holds Davar Shena Miskaven Mutter. Rav Paskin's like Reb Shimon. But Reb Shimon would be Moida that if the consequence is inevitable, that then it's Aser. Now, there's a big question. Why? Why does Reb Shimon, who holds Davar Shena Miskaven Mutter, why would he hold Psik Reisha's Aser? So there's a famous chakira of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Rabbi Chanan's chakira is, do we say that if by doing A will cause B, I'm a chavin for A, but I'm not mechavin for B. But if B is inevitable, then it's like I'm a chavin for B. If A automatically causes B, it's like you're mechavin for B. I'll give you an example. Someone who drags a bench, it may or may not make a ditch. So we say, if it does make a ditch, I was not mechavin for that result. I was mechavin for the act of dragging a bench. I was not mechavin for the result of making a ditch. But if it definitely will make a ditch, then it's tantamount to be mechavin to making a ditch. Because if the result is inevitable, it's like you are mechavin for the result. Or do we say, no, it's not like you're mechavin for the result. But when the result is inevitable, the result becomes part of the act. And you are mechavin for the act. So even though you weren't mechavin for the result is part of the act. And we'll discuss that more, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday. The Gemara asks, Aiva Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. How could you say Rav holds that Davar Shena Miskaven is mutter, but Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said the name of Rav, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Chanan Bar Ami Omar Shema Halacha Rav Shimon. Rav Chanan Bar Ami said the name of Shema Halacha is like Rav Shimon. Rav Chiya Bar Avin Masnila. Rav Chiya Bar Avin learned it B'loy Gavri without any attribution, straight up. Rav Amar Halacha Rav Yehuda, Shema Amar Halacha Rav Shimon. So how could you say that Rav holds Bi'er Rishon is mutter Friday night because Davar Shena Miskaven is mutter? But we know Rav holds Davar Shena Miskaven is Aser. So Gemara says, very simple. There are two ways to hold that even though Davar Shena Miskaven is Aser, you could have Bi'er Rishon on Friday night. Says Gemara, La'olam Rav K'Rabbi Yehuda. Really, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Lach lishna da'amar dam ifkad pakad. If you hold the blood is in a pouch. Even though you're making a doorway, and it, you're not mechavin to make the door, but Davar Shena Miskaven is aser. But you'll say it's mekalkel who eats ala pesach. The doorway is a kelkel, and therefore a kelkel is mutter when it comes to as binyan. Or the Gemara says, lahachlish dam chaburi mechaber, according to Lashon that the dam is a chabura. And it's attached to the blood, attached to the tissue. But we'll just say it's mekalkel b'chabura, like the shita of Rabbi Huda. Mekalka b'chaburah. Okay, so now we're sticking with our guns. We're saying Rav holds Bi Rishon as Mutter Friday night. Now, Rabasi, we know there's a klal that by Inyone Isser, we pass on like Rav. So right now, it should come out that we hold that Bi Rishon is Mutter on Friday night. So the Gemara begins its question. We're only going to see part of the question tonight. We'll see the rest tomorrow. Masa Rab Chizda. There are three kinds of ladies. They're ladies who are not old enough to get a period. They're ladies who are old enough to get a period but have not yet started getting it. And they're women who have already started getting their period. So Masa Rab Chizda. A young girl who's too young, her time to see Dam Nida has not come. Vinisays, and she got married. You see, we always have this dilemma. Dam Besulim is not Dam Nida. But nowadays, we have to aser all blood lest it be Dam Nida. But if someone's so young that they wouldn't see Dam Nida yet, so maybe every time they see, we could attribute it to Dam Besulim. After all, it could be the first time he tried, he was not able to penetrate completely. And maybe the second Bia penetrated further and drew more blood. And maybe every time he has Bia, he's able to penetrate further and draw more blood. Masrab Chisa, Tinoika Shalagi Yasman Lurais Vinesis. A girl, before her time to see came and she got married. Beishamai Yomim Beishamai says, Noisnin La Arba Leilais. We give her 4 nights. Meaning, the first 4 nights, we attribute her blood to Dam Basulim. After that, we say, you know what? Maybe it's Dam Nida. Beisil Aymim Adsha Tichya Hamaka. Beisil says, so long as you have relations with her and she's bleeding, we could attribute it to Dam Basulim. Because we say her wound has not healed. He gives manolers, but if she reached the age that she would menstruate, Vinicius, and she got married, Bisham says we can only attribute the blood she sees on the first night to Dam Basulim. Ubeisil Aymim Beisil says, Ad Matzah Shabbos, until Saturday night, Arba Leilais, 4 nights. Which seems to be arguing that she could have Birishan on Friday night. My love, the Eloi Baal, doesn't it mean that if she did not have Bia, Matzi Baal Afil B'Shabbos, she's allowed to have Bia Rishayna Friday night at Sakasha on Shmuel? Because it says that any of the 4 nights that you live with her, according to Beis Hillel, will attribute the blood to Dam Basulim. Now that's mashma, whether you had Bia with her 4 consecutive nights, or even if for whatever reason you never had Bia yet, and the first Bia was Friday night, it's permitted. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav, Rav said, Loi Levar Mishabbos. It means you're allowed to have all Bia Rishayna except for Friday night. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Thank you very much for joining. And we'll try to do Amud Beis tomorrow night at regular time, okay? Shkoyach. Good night. Brach v'atzlacha kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.